Caring for Florida was founded in January this year by Peyton and Holly Mosley. The not-for-profit organization intends to advocate for the legalization of non-euphoric strains of cannabis for use by epilepsy patients. The Mosley's 11-year-old daughter, Rayanne, has intractable epilepsy and cerebral palsy.
We have tried numerous different treatments, dozens of different pharmaceuticals, different diets, surgeries. Our current option right now is to do what's called a corpus callosotomy, which is to separate her left and right hemisphere of her brain, potentially cutting it in half, or to try something that's less invasive and that's natural, which is the Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web is processed into an extract that is administered under the tongue or with food. It contains higher levels of cannabidiol than recreational marijuana, but does not induce a high. The Stanley Brothers of Colorado Springs, Colorado, grow the Charlotte's Web strain. To find out more, the Mosleys visited them and saw firsthand the treatment's effects on patients with epilepsy.
We went out there to Colorado and saw the families, met the families, heard their testimonies. That's really where we just became a believer. You know, we see these kids who can talk now, who weren't talking before they got on Charlotte's Web, who can write their name for the first time, who are just showing emotion that they've never showed before.
Holly Mosley says the Stanley Brothers are currently serving 300 patients in Colorado and have a wait list of nearly 1,000 people to receive the treatment. Medical marijuana may be prescribed to Colorado residents with eligible medical conditions and the authorization of two doctors. Peyton says their family considered moving before they decided to found Caring for Florida.
Are we going to move to Colorado? Is this what we're going to do? And we talked about that and we said, you know what, there's just way too many other people in our state that need help, that are out of medical options like we are. And how selfish would that be of us just to pick up and move when we could stay here in Florida and help these other people?
Mosley says the proposed House and Senate bills would allow patients access to the treatment more quickly than through the General Medical Marijuana Ballot Initiative.
We can push through House Bill 843 and Senate Bill 1030 this session and have it law July 1st, and we can have seeds in the ground growing Charlotte's Web in Florida July 1st. Whereas if we waited for the ballot for November, and even if it does pass, they get 60% of the votes, it's going to be tied up for years making the rules and regulations. And so you could be looking at 2017, 2018 before medical patients actually get medical marijuana in their hands.
The sponsor of House Bill 843 is Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Fort Walton Beach. He was recently invited to discuss the issue at a Caring for Florida event in downtown Pensacola. Gaetz says he took interest after viewing Sanjay Gupta's documentary entitled Weed.
I saw a documentary one day on television that told an amazing story of a little girl in Colorado who went from being on a feeding tube with 200 or 300 seizures a week to being able to walk and talk and ride bikes. It was a result of medical marijuana that couldn't get anybody high, but that made this girl well. And I thought that the parents in Florida that wanted that same outcome for their children shouldn't be considered criminals.
On Monday, the cannabis bill was added to the agenda of the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee, which Gaetz chairs.
And it's legislation that would legalize non-euphoric marijuana. So it won't be able to get anybody high, but it'll help these children with severe intractable epilepsy live longer and more fulfilling lives. You know, we have about 125,000 kids in our state with intractable epilepsy, and many of them won't even make it to their 20th birthday because they'll die as a result of a horrible seizure.
A similar measure has been filed in the Florida Senate. Senate Bill 1030 has the support of Senate President Don Gaetz, Matt Gaetz' father. However, both are opposed to the less restrictive medical marijuana ballot initiative. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.